Chapter 5. The doctor wraps Emily's ankle. He gives her crutches. She can walk with the crutches. My father takes us to the police station. We know the place of the money from the bank robbery. It is in a cave. There is also a skeleton there. It must be the missing man from the bank. Our dogs are guarding them. We will show you, I say. We take the police to the island. Three police officers come with us. They are all very excited. The police open the chest. It is the money from the bank robbery. This is the bank robber, the police say. Why is the bank robber in the cave? Emily asks. He steals the money and comes to hide in the cave, say the police. But he is dead now. He can't spend the money. They carry the chest out of the cave. We sail back to the dock. Many people are waiting at the dock. There is a newspaper reporter. He is taking our picture. Is it the money from the bank robbery? The reporter asks. Yes, it is, the police say. Who finds the money? He asks. Our dogs find it. They run into a cave. I find the cave by accident. Then we find the treasure chest, Emily says. The bank will give you a reward, the reporter says. He writes down everything. He asks lots of questions. Mother says, "It is time to go, Bill." "Goodbye, Emily," I say. "Goodbye, Bill," she says. "Can we go sailing again?" I ask. "When my ankle is better," she says. I walk to the car with my family. I wave goodbye to Emily. Scraps is very tired. I am very tired. I get into the car. I think about my day by the lake. I think about my new friend. I feel so happy.